The question reads, shall a Board of Election Commissioners be established for Peoria County? A majority of yes votes would start the process of merging the county elections operations in with the City Election Commission. It's governed by three appointed commissioners. Tom Bride is the executive director of the Election Commission.
If it passes, the existing commissioners have 30 days after it passes to ask the judge for two new commissioners. And then after two new commissioners are appointed, at some point after they're appointed, they would set up the new election commission, which would be a new entity.
Bride says just like the election commission exists in the city, the new entity would exist countywide. The 10th Circuit Chief Judge would be responsible for appointing the commissioners. County elections are currently handled by Clerk Steve Sonnemaker's office. He says it's a better idea to place the countywide election responsibilities in an existing office like his that has additional duties.
By establishing a city or county election commission in this day and age that only does elections, certainly you need to have good quality full-time staff, but the work is just not there for full-time staff.
But the City Election Commission currently employs full-time staff. They handle elections and voter registration for more than double the population of the county. And Sonnemaker says if the referendum passes, a county-wide election office would probably need at least two more staff.
They may select people from my office. They may go somewhere else. My people are not guaranteed that they will be hired by this new commission.
The same is true for Bride and the City Election Commission staff. If the referendum passes, they will also need to be hired by the new county-wide election commission in order to continue on in the same role for the new office. And there's the matter of cost. The Republican clerk says consolidating the office could be more expensive, but others say it would likely be a cost-neutral move. Republican County Board member Stephen Morris voted to put the consolidation referendum on the November ballot. He says it's more about reducing redundancy.
There are some ambiguities relative to the financing, but there are ambiguities relative to the financing right now. To me, it seems like we're one county. Seems like we should have one election authority.
Even though they don't agree on the referendum, Morris and County Clerk Steve Sonnemaker do agree on the principle.
If it passes, I don't think the voters will really notice any difference in the service. Both operations do a good job providing the service. It's just what's the most efficient way to provide the service.
To that end, the city and county election offices already have the same voting machines. Following election night returns would also get easier if the offices merged. But if the referendum passes, some of the biggest questions might be deciding on financing between the city and the county, whether to relocate the merged office, and whether to consolidate before or after the municipal elections in February and April. I'm Tanya Coates.